Turn to Daniel chapter 10 in your Bibles.
是在就是在你圣经里面你要翻到但以理书第十章。
Or page 95 in your teaching notes.
或者在讲义里面的第95页。
Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus.
父神我们奉耶稣的名来求告你。
To release the spirit of grace upon the hearing and the speaking of your word.
在我们传讲的跟听的人身上释放你恩典的灵。
Lord, I ask you that you would magnify your Son in our hearts.
我呼求你现在真的是把你的儿子这样显明在我们里面。
And we thank you in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名来感谢你。
Well, Daniel chapter 10 is a very, very significant, chapter in the book of Daniel.
就但以理书第十章呢是在这整本书里面是非常重要的一章。
Daniel had four visions.
但以理有四个意象。
And Daniel 10, 11, and 12 is the account of the fourth and final vision.
第十到第十二章讲的是他最后也是第四个意象。
And in Daniel chapter 10, we see the effectiveness of prayer.
那我们第十章就会看到呢，就是一个祷告是何等有功效。
We get an insight into what happens in the realm of the spirit when believers pray.
所以我们就可以稍稍一窥呢，就是当一个圣徒开始祷告的时候，灵界产生什么样的事情。
Daniel chapter 11, we see the power and the fierceness of the Antichrist.
在第十一章的时候，你会看到就是敌基督他的能力跟他的残忍。
Daniel 12, we see the ultimate victory of the redeemed.
到第十二章就看到最后呢，就在被赎的人身上他们怎么样得胜。
So we see the power of the praying church in chapter 10.
所以第十章你看到一个祷告教会他的全能。
The power of the Antichrist in chapter 11.
十一章你看到就是敌基督的全能。
But the victory of the church in chapter 12.
然后第十二章呢就是在教会的得胜。
Roman numeral 2, paragraph A.
我们看第二大点的 A 那项。
Daniel 10 is the context for which Daniel received his fourth vision.
就是第十章呢是他在那个跌到第四个意象的时候他的背景在那个时候。
The fourth vision itself is in chapter 11 and 12.
第四个意象本身是在第十一跟第十二章。
It is the longest and most detailed prophecy, in the Bible.
在圣经里面呢这两章呢是描述一个最长而且最详细的一个意象。
It's about the Antichrist.
是讲到敌基督。
The great tribulation.
大灾难。
The deliverance of God's people,
神的子民怎么样得赎
and the ultimate victory of the kingdom of God.
还有至极呢，神的国是怎么样得胜
Paragraph B.
我们看 B 这段
Daniel 10 gives us insight into what happens in the realm of the spirit when we pray.
那第十章讲到说，当圣徒祷告的时候呢，灵界发生了什么事
Now what happened in Daniel 10 is the greatest measure of power that happens in prayer.
那事实上呢第十章描述说当你一个祷告的时候所能够产生一个最大的果效。
Every time we pray, we don't have that amount of effectiveness every time.
每一次我们祷告并不是都能够达到这样子的一个功效。
But we see the principle of what happens in prayer even though it's at a smaller measure.
但即便我们好像功效是比较有限但我们知道祷告它的原则产生了什么。
The angel draws back the curtain.
所以呢就是天使就是把那个好像布幕把它打开。
And allows us to allow Daniel to see what happens in the realm of the spirit when he prayed.
他就允许但以理看到说当他自己祷告的时候在灵界产生什么样的事。
And of course, it's recorded by the Holy Spirit so that we will know what happens when we pray.
那当然就经由圣灵把它这样记载下来所以我们就知道当你我祷告的时候产生什么事。
Again, many times the measure of impact is smaller, but it's still the same principle of impact.
所以即便有时候我们的产生效果比较小但是它这个运作的那个原则是一样的。
Daniel 10 shows us that there is a demonic, authority structure behind every king and every nation.
就第十章讲到说在任何一个国家跟个国王的背后有一个这样的邪灵的一个系统一个政权。
There are high ranking angels and high ranking demons assigned to every country and every primary leader of that country.
不管是哪个国家或他主要的领袖身后都有一个非常高阶的天使跟一个高阶的邪灵在背后。
Just like there's an infrastructure in natural government,So there's an infrastructure in spiritual government.
就如同在地上你很自然界你有一个这样一个系统那同样的在灵界也有这样一个政治的体系。
In our nation, there's a president.
在我们国家我们有总统。
Then there are senators.
然后有各样的议员。
Then there are governors over states.
那每一州有他的州长。
Then there are mayors over cities.
然后市呢有市长。
So there's a varying level of authority in governmental infrastructure in the natural.
所以在自然界呢，在政府的这样一个制度之下，都有不同阶级的主管。
The same kind of reality is happening in the demonic realm as well as in the angelic realm.
那所以同样的，不管是在天使界，或者是说在那个邪灵界，也同样这样有这样一个系统。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
就是以弗所书第六章第十二节
tells us that we do not wrestle against human conflict and human power only.
这边讲到说我们所征战的不是只是从属血气的事情
but when we pray,
而是当我们祷告的时候
we're actually wrestling with demonic principalities and powers.
事实上我们是跟灵界的这些执政掌权的在那边就是征战
Here in Ephesians 6 verse 12,
第六章第十二节
Paul outlines five different levels of authority in the demonic realm.
他就讲到的时候，就保罗这边讲到说，就是邪灵界里面有五个主要的这样的一个系统。
Demonic principalities are the highest level.
其中执政的是最高阶的。
Then there's another level of demons called powers.
另外一个叫做掌权的。
There's another level called rulers.
他讲到说是治理的。
And it goes on and on.
然后接下去这样一层层。
Paul tells us that when we have conflict in the natural,
所以呢，保罗告诉我们在自然界，如果我们有冲撞。
Often what's going on is there's a spiritual demonic power that is energizing the conflict.
那通常呢，在这个背后，在这个冲撞的背后，其实是有个邪灵的力量在加力量。
He said it might look like we're wrestling with the governmental powers of our nation.
它看起来好像我们是跟政府的这个背后的力量，好像在彼此征战。
But actually, we're wrestling with the demonic powers that are inspiring them.
但其实我们是跟在这个背后身后的那个邪恶势力在那边摔跤。
Top of page 96.
我们看第六九十六页的上方。
Let's look at the context of the fourth vision that Daniel received.
我们来看到他那个就是但以理第四个意象里面他的内容是什么。
It tells us in verse 1.
在第一节说。
That Daniel received this vision in the third year of Cyrus's reign.
但以理他接受到这个意象的时候呢，他就是在那个就是这个王在就是第三年的时候。
This is a very significant piece of information.
这个是很重要的一个资讯。
Because the third year of his reign was 536 BC.
就是他是西元前536年，就是古列王的第三年。
Why is 536 BC so important?
为什么这个536年是这么重要的日子？
Because the Jewish prisoners in Babylon have been released to go home to Jerusalem.
因为那个时候巴比伦那时候犹太人这些奴隶呢是被释放，可以回到耶路撒冷。
And in 536, they've just arrived home in Jerusalem.
所以在那西元前536年，他们刚刚抵达他们的家乡。
It was a five-month journey for them to walk with their families and all their belongings from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
所以从巴比伦要回到耶路撒冷呢，需要他们就是携家带小的，带着他们所有的所属物品，要五个月之久才能走到。
They returned to Jerusalem.
然后我们回到耶路撒冷。
In order to restore the city, build the temple, and worship God in the way that God said that He wanted to be worshipped.
他们那个重建这个圣殿呢，然后建造这个城市，希望能够在那边能够按着神的心意来敬拜神。
50,000 Jewish people that were in captivity in Babylon are making the trip back to Jerusalem.
当时候从那巴比伦出来的人有50,000的人。
When they get back to the city,
他们回到这个城市。
It must have been so discouraging.
他们一定是非常的灰心。
The city was in a heap of ruins from 50 years earlier when Nebuchadnezzar burned the city and destroyed all the buildings.
这个城市在50年之前呢，就是尼布甲尼撒王把它完全焚烧，所以现在回来是一片的荒废。
In addition to that,
除了这个之外，
foreign peoples were brought into the land.
而且就是外邦的人呢被带到这个地方来。
And they were building their villages and towns around the area of Jerusalem.
所以他们就在耶路撒冷城的四围呢，就还建造他们自己的城镇。
And they had been there for 40 or 50 years now.
这些外邦人在里面已经差不多四五十年了。
And to them, that was their territory and their home. It didn't belong to the Jews anymore.
所以对这些外邦的人来讲呢，这些地方也属于他们自己，而不是属于这些犹太人。
It's a very similar situation of what's happening in Israel today.
就这跟今天的以色列所有的事情是非常相似。
And the foreign people that moved into the land, they were very much against the Jews returning.
所以那些住在他们那个地方的外邦人是非常反对犹太人回来。
So they were resisting them in every way that they could.
所以他们想尽一切的办法来这样抵挡犹太人。
We find a report of this in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4 and 5.
我们发现在这尼希米记第四章三四跟五节
It says that these local people, these foreigners that moved in,
他说那些就住在当地从外地所移来的这些人
they were seeking to frustrate the Jews in every way that they could.
他们想尽一切的办法要让犹太人非常的沮丧。
So, Daniel stayed back in Babylon. He did not make the journey.
那但以理那时候他是留在巴比伦，他并没有这样走这个旅程。
There's two possible reasons why he did not go back because his love was for the city of Jerusalem.
他既然这么爱这个城市，那他却没有来，其中可能有两个原因。
First reason is that he's in his mid-80s and so maybe he was too old.
也许呢，因为他那时候已经八十多岁，所以可能对他来讲
年纪过大了。To make the 5-month journey through that difficult territory.
要经过这段非常漫长艰难的路程可能对他来讲太困难了。
Maybe that's not the reason, the Bible doesn't tell us.
也许这不是原因因为圣经并没有告诉我们。
But another reason is that he had a high position in the government and maybe he said, I will be more effective here than going back to Jerusalem.
那因为另外一个原因就是他在巴比伦本身他有个很高的位置所以他会觉得留在巴比伦他可以发挥的果效更大。
Because he, in 536 BC, he had great favor in the government.
因为在那个时候就是西元前536年他在政府面前是蒙大恩的。
So he stayed back in Babylon.
所以他就留在那个巴比伦。
He heard the reports that back in Jerusalem there was much resistance, much trouble, and much discouragement.
但他收到这样的报告就是这群人回到这耶路撒冷说他们有非常多的灰心非常多的为难。
And so 536 is a very important time for us to know what's happening in Jerusalem to understand this prayer, this warfare.
所以这个年就是西元前536年是非常重要的因为那个时候你会知道犹太人回到耶路撒冷他们所面到的征战是什么。
Another interesting fact
那另外很有趣的一个事实
is that the story in Daniel chapter 6
就是但以理书第六章里面的故事
where Daniel was thrown into the lion's den
就那时候但以理被丢到这样的一个狮子坑里面
that also happened in the same time frame around 536 BC
也是发生在差不多就这个时候西元前536年。
So many things are happening in this first and second year, many things are happening at this time.
所以在这个时代呢其实是有非常多的事情在发生。
The Jews are being resisted back home and they have an overwhelming task to restore the city.
犹太人在他们自己的家乡呢就是这样大大的被抵挡而且他整个渐渐的过程非常的辛苦。
Daniel is being persecuted by some of the leaders in Persia and thrown into the, I mean in Babylon, so he's thrown into the lion's den.
然后呢但以理本身呢就是被其他的官员这样逼迫所以被丢到狮子洞里面去。
He's fasting and praying and angels are appearing and they're telling about warfare against principalities.
所以他那边禁食祷告然后天使向他显现然后他就跟他谈到说你怎么样会影响到灵界的征战。
It's my opinion that the event in the lion's den was Satan's attempt to kill Daniel before this could happen.
所以我自己相信呢为什么他会被丢到狮子坑所以撒旦想要拦阻但以理至于这些事情接下来就不会发生。
Or maybe it's just the opposite.
或者也许刚好是相反的。
That after he had so much effectiveness in prayer, this was a counterattack of Satan trying to kill him afterwards.
或者呢就是在这个就是他既然他的代祷是这样的有功效所以在这个之后呢撒旦就想要杀掉他。
The Bible doesn't tell us if the lion den was after this prayer or before this prayer.
圣经上并没有告诉我们就是狮子洞的经验是在这个事件的之前还是之后。
But we know it's in the exact same time frame.
但我们知道是在同一个时段的里面。
Paragraph B.
我们看 B 这一段。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Daniel says, in those days I was mourning for 3 full weeks.
他说那个时候呢我是为此呢就这样的忧伤了3个7日。
For 21 days.
一共是21天。
He said, I ate no pleasant food.
他说我没有吃任何的美味。
He went on what is commonly referred to as a Daniel fast.
他接下来所描述呢，就是我们一般所通称叫做但以理的禁食。
Why did Daniel enter into this fast?
那为什么但以理要进到这样的禁食？
Remember, he's in his mid, approximately in his 84, 85 years old.
你要想那个时候他已经差不多84、85岁了。
He's mourning.
他在那边悲伤。
Because he's seeking to understand, God, what are you doing? It's so difficult in Jerusalem.
因为他因着那时候呢，就是耶路撒冷城那样的困难，所以他在求告神说，神在到底在发生什么事？
So he was crying out for understanding.
所以他向神呼求说，神，我要明白。
What are you doing by allowing so much trouble to happen after this group of 50,000 just returned home?
主，你既然让这五万人，让刚刚抵到这个家园，却碰到这样大的一个抵挡，到底你的用意何在？
I mean, Gabriel appeared 2 years earlier in Daniel 9 and spoke about this glorious return.
那在那个之前的前两年呢，那个加百列才刚刚向他显现说会有个荣耀的这样一个归回。
And so now 2 years later, the return happens, but there's trouble, 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 trouble.
在两年之后，这个归回真的发生，但是却一连串的这样不断的麻烦。
You would think if Gabriel appeared 2 years earlier in Daniel 9 to talk about this,
如果想说两年之前的加百列会跟他这样讲说有个荣耀的归回，
you would think it would go better.
那你会觉得整个过程应该比较顺利。
But remember, back in Daniel 9, verse 25, Gabriel said, it will be troublesome when you see the city restored.
但你记得在但以理书9章25节，天使其实警告他说，等你回去的叫就是这个殿重建的时候会有很多麻烦。
So Daniel was praying for understanding.
所以但以理这边祷告，他希望能明白。
What are you doing, God?
就神你在做什么？
What are you willing to do?
你想要做什么？
What is the enemy doing?
仇敌在做什么？
What should Israel be doing?
那以色列该怎么做？
I need understanding. I need to, so I can pray according to your will with strategy.
神，我要明白，我才能够按照你的旨意来寻得，这样祷告来得到你的策略。
I want to know what your plan is, so I can pray in the will of God.
所以我要知道你的计划，以至于我可以按照你的这样的旨意来祷告。
I want to know what the devil's plan is, so I can stop it and give prophetic decrees against it.
那我也想知道仇敌的计划，以至于我可以这样拦阻他，而且宣告出神的旨意。
I want to know how to pray for my people in Israel, because they're very discouraged right now.
那我要为这群非常灰心的，就是我自己的同胞，我要为他们祷告。
All of these things are included in the idea Daniel was mourning for 3 weeks.
所以这边讲说，但以理悲伤了三个七日，他整个包含的意思就是前面所说这几项。
He wanted to see a breakthrough for the purpose of God.
因为他希望在神的这个目的上呢，他能够得到一个突破。
Well, this is the verse that introduces the Daniel fast.
所以就是经由这样的经文，我们就介绍出但以理禁食。
Roman numeral 4.
我们看到第四大。
What is the Daniel fast?
到底什么是但以理禁食？
There are two primary verses that relate to the Daniel fast.
有关于这个禁食呢，主要是有两个经文。
Here in chapter 10 verse 3.
一个就是在但以理书十章第三节。
And then another verse in chapter 1 verse 12.
另外就是第一章的第十二节。
Here Daniel said, I ate no tasty or no pleasant food.
这边但以理书呢，我没有吃任何的美味。
I didn't eat any meat.
没有吃任何的肉类。
Nor did I drink wine for 3-4 weeks.
也三个七日之久也没有喝酒。
Paragraph B.
我们看 B 这段。
The common approach to a Daniel fast.
我们通常讲到说但以理禁食。
That many agree upon over the years.
我们这么多年来大部分人都这样子认同。
Is that it includes a strict moderation of diet.
就是在你的饮食的这个整个上面呢，你有个相当的一个节制。
To vegetables, fruits, whole grain, etc.
你就是吃这些不管是蔬菜啊或者是全谷类的东西。
It is to abstain from all pleasant tasting food.
而且禁止呢就是吃任何美味的食物。
And to only eat barely enough food to keep your strength going so you can continue in your responsibilities.
而且呢你只是吃那个量到一个稍就是刚刚好恰如其分的量以至于你可以做你平常的事。
Daniel's about 85 years old.
因为那时候但以理已经84、85。
And he has a full-time job in the government so he needed a little bit of strength.
那他在那时候在政府他有一个完全的一个工作全职的工作所以他需要一些体力来做。
Paragraph C.
我们看 C 这段。
Biblical fasting is abstaining from food for spiritual reasons.
其实呢就是按照圣经来讲一个禁食是因为你洁净一些食物以至于你可以从事这些属灵的事。
Biblical fasting is not merely a diet or a little bit of moderation in your diet.
所以一个就合乎圣经的禁食呢，不是说好像就是你禁不吃东西，或者只是好像少吃东西。
A biblical fast involves significantly reducing the types and the amount of food that you eat.
事实上，它表示说你相当大量的减少你所吃东西的量跟你的种类。
I'm talking about a Daniel fast.
我现在讲的是但以理禁食。
Because the other type of fast in the Bible is there is no food at all, no vegetables, and nothing like that.
那圣经里面其他的禁食呢，其实就是什么都不吃，什么就是连蔬菜都没有。
It's just on water.
就是你只能喝水。
But a biblical fast and a Daniel fast involves significant reduction of the type of food and the amount of food.
它是大量的减少你吃东西的量跟种类。
But it's more than that.
但就更甚于这个的是。
It involves an increase of time that you're spending with God.
而是说你要增加你跟神在一起的时间。
Some people fast, but they don't pray while they're fasting.
有些人虽然进食，可是却不在进食的时候去祷告。
They reduce their diet.
他们好像减少他们的所吃的东西。
They reduce the amount of food, or they don't eat food at all.
他们或者完全不吃，或者吃少量的食物。
But they don't increase the time they spend before the Lord.
但是却没有增加他们花在神身上的时间。
And from a biblical perspective,
那所以如果从一个那个圣经的角度来看
，That's not a biblical fast. That's just dieting, is what that is.
那就不是所谓圣经的这样的一个进食，就是一般人你就不吃东西。
If you're going to go through the trouble of reducing or eliminating food,
你既然要经过这个麻烦，就是说你好像开始减少你的食物。
Then turn off some things and spend more time seeking the Lord.
那你同样禁戒一些其他的事情，好叫你有更多的时间跟神在一起。
Paragraph D.
我们看第一这一段。
In fasting, we're positioning ourselves to receive more from God.
所以经由这样的进食呢，我们把我们自己放在一个地位，我们可以更多的从神领受。
We don't earn anything by not eating.
我们不是因为不吃东西，好像能够跟神赚取什么东西。
We position ourselves for our heart to become tenderized.
但是我们希望能够就处于一个位置，我们的心能够因此柔软下来。
Our heart to become sensitive.
我们的心能够好敏锐。
So we're praying in the will of God with greater sensitivity.
以至于就带着一个更大的敏锐度，可以来祷告出神的旨意。
And because of our sensitivity, our faith is stronger. The spirit of revelation is greater.
那因为我们更加敏锐，所以我们的信心和我们的启示都更加的好。
So because of that, actually our prayers are more effective because they're in faith.
那就是因为在信心当中，以至于我们的祷告就更加的有功效。
And they're with revelation and revelation in the heart and understanding of God's will.
然后呢，因为你有启示，你就更多的明白神的旨意。
So our prayers are more effective because our faith is greater, not because we're earning more.
所以我们的祷告会更加的有功效，是因为我们的信心增加，而不是我们赚取了什么。
Top of page 97.
我们看第97页的上端。
Roman numeral 5.
第五大点。
So Daniel is in the midst of the 21 days.
所以他正在这21天的这样的禁食祷告当中。
Well, he's actually on the 21st day.
因为事实上他就刚好在21天的时候。
Somebody says, is there something special about 21 days?
有些人说好像21天这个东西有个特别的意义。
I don't think there is. I don't really know.
我不是真的知道，我也不这样觉得。
The reason why a 21 day fast is commonly referred to is because of Daniel chapter 10.
我想一般人为什么常常听到21天的禁食，是因为但以理书第十章。
Because on the 21st day, that's when the angel appeared to Daniel.
因为就在21天那天的天使就向但以理显现。
But that doesn't mean that every day, day 21 is the magical number.
但并不是21这个数字有什么它的一个奥妙处。
I've been on a number of 21 day fasts.
我自己经历过好几次这样子21天的禁食。
I didn't see any angel.
我没有看到什么天使。
I just felt miserable.
我就是感觉到很糟糕。
My spirit felt good.
我的灵感觉很棒。
But my body felt miserable.
但我的身体觉得非常
的虚弱。And I was waiting for the angel.
我在等候这个天使。
Didn't come.
没来。
But it's still very effective. But 21 days is not the big number.
那样的祷告还是很有功效，但是21本身并不是什么一个了不起的数字。
Although that's still a number that I think about when I go on a long fast.
但是呢，还是当我想要有个长时间的禁食的时候，我会考虑21天。
I try not to think about 40 days. I like to think of 21.
我比较没有想要40天的禁食，21天比较好。
Verse 5.
好，第五节。
While he's praying,
当他在祷告的时候
，suddenly an angel appears.
突然之间，天使向他显现。
Verse 6.
第六节
，His body is like beryl.
他的身体如水苍玉。
His body had a bluish green radiance to it.
他身上有个好像是个蓝蓝绿绿的那种光彩散发出来。
His face was like lightning.
他的面貌呢如同闪电。
His eyes were like fire.
他的眼目如火把。
His arms and his feet were like bronze, glowing like in a furnace.
他的手和脚呢，就好像那个，就是那个铜发亮一样，好像是在那个火炉里。
His words were powerful, like a multitude were shouting together.
他的声音呢，强而有力，好像一个很多人一起在讲话。
This is a mighty angel.
这是一个 大有能力的天使。
The stature of the angel, gives us insight into the importance of the vision Daniel's going to receive.
他这样子描述就是这个天使的身量就让我们知道他所传的信息何等重要。
In verse 7, we see what happened, the impact on Daniel.
所以第七节就看到说他所传讲的话对但以理的影响。
And on the men that were with him in the prayer meeting.
还有当时在那个祷告会当中他其余的同伴。
We know he's in a prayer meeting with others because the other men are mentioned in verse 7.
因为第七节 有提到其他人所以你知道当时他有其他人跟他一起祷告。
Daniel's the only one that saw into the spirit and saw the angel.
但以理是当时唯一一个看到灵界然后看到天使。
The other people in the prayer meeting did not see the vision of the angel.
那其他他的祷告的伙伴当时并没有看到天使。
But they felt the power of God's presence.
他们就感受到神同在的那个力量。
It says the terror of God fell on them.
他说那个从神来的那个惊恐的就是就停在他们的身上。
So just picture this prayer meeting.
所以你试着想想看这样一个祷告会。
There's just maybe there's 10 or 20 people, we don't know.
也许当时有差不多就是10到20个人我也不知道。
And they're just praying, Lord, help our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem.
他们就这样祷告说神啊来帮助我在就是耶路撒冷这个弟兄姐妹们。
Give us understanding, what are you doing there?
让我们能够明白你在那边要做什么事。
Why aren't you doing more?
你为什么没有做更多的事？
What do you plan to do?
你打算要做什么
What's the enemy doing?
仇敌正在做什么
What's the strategy?
那策略该是如何
What should Israel do?
那以色列该怎么样反应
What about the enemies? How should we pray related to them?
那有关仇敌我们该怎么样祷告呢
Then suddenly,
突然之间
Daniel is like fixed in his attention.
然后但以理就突然这样僵住了他就完全注视他
The other men, the fear of God falls on them, they start shaking, I think.
其他人我就想说可能就是从就敬畏神那个力量将来他们身上就开始颤抖。
It doesn't actually say they were shaking, it says they were running.
那这边并没有说他们在震动可是据说他们就逃跑了。
They were not running around the room in a victory march, they were running out of the room in the fear of God.
他们不是在那个房间里面这样在神的得胜里面跑来跑去
now,
而是因为敬畏神就跑离开房间。
Now that's a powerful prayer meeting.
那是个很有能力的一个祷告会。
Verse 8.
第八节
Daniel was the only person that stayed in the prayer room.
然后之后呢在这个祷告室里面就只有但以理一位。
He said, I saw this great vision.
他就说我看到这个大异象。
It's interesting that the vision he receives in chapter 11 and 12,
你就很留意到说在这但以理11、12章他所领受的异象。
Compared to the four visions of Daniel,
跟他其他就是他的四个异象一起。
This is the only one he calls the great vision.
他只有称呼这个意象叫做是大意象。
This is a very, very significant vision from Daniel's point of view.
就从但以的角度来看呢，这是一个非常非常重要的意象。
It was great in importance.
他就意味着说它是很重要。
It was great in the information.
他这个大也意味说他的资讯很重要。
Very, very important vision.
非常非常重要的意象。
That's the vision we're going to look at in our next session tomorrow morning.
就明天早上我们就会来看到这个意象是什么。
But Daniel said, no strength remained in my body because of the intensity of the presence of God.
但是呢，但以理说，因着神同在的那样的一个重量，使他身体上完全没有力量。
The other men ran, but Daniel felt overwhelmed by the intensity of the presence.
其他人逃跑了，但是但以理却因为神同在的重量，让他当时完全的这样震慑住了。
Beloved, the spirit realm is far more powerful than the natural realm.
弟兄姐妹们，其实灵界呢，比我们这个自然界其实更有能力。
If we felt the power of what's happening in the spirit realm, positive and negative, it would be overwhelming to our physical bodies.
所以不管是正向的还是负向的，你如果一旦经历到就是对那个灵界的感受的话，你的身体是非常难以承受的。
I've heard people say, I want to see an angel.
那有听到有些人说我想要看到天使。
I said, Have you ever seen an angel?
我说你如果看到天使。
They said no.
你有没有看过天使？他说没有。
I said, well, read Daniel chapter 10 before you get too serious about seeing an angel.
他就说，就是在你最好先去读但以理书十章八节。
Or just ask the Lord to send a low-ranking angel the first time.
或者呢，呼求神在第一次时候就差一个比较低阶的天使来就好了。
Roman numeral 6.
第六大点。
We see the conflict this mighty angel has with a demonic power.
我们就看到这个大能的天使呢，跟那个灵界的那个魔君当中的冲突。
Verse 10 to 14 is one of the most important verses describing what happens with the prayer of faith.
就是呢，就是第十到第十四节呢，是特别描述说，在你信心中祷告的时候，真正发生了什么事。
I am assuming that when Paul wrote in Ephesians 6,
我自己假设当保罗写以弗所书六章的时候
that we wrestle with demonic powers and principalities,
他说我们跟执政掌权在那边征战。
I feel confident he was making reference to these four verses.
我相当确信当时保罗所引述的就是这四节经文。
Undoubtedly, Paul had understanding in addition to this.
毫无疑问的保罗对这个事情的了解比这个更多。
But these are very important in giving us insight into the effectiveness of our prayers that seem so weak.
但是这几处的经文告诉我们呢，就是我们的祷告看起来似乎很微弱，但其实是非常有力量。
We offer our prayers in weakness.
我在我们的软弱当中呈现我们的祷告。
Meaning the weakness of our human offering of the prayer.
可是说我们人这样呈现出的祷告是非常微弱的。
Our words are not very eloquent.
就是我们的话语不是很流畅。
Our mind is sometimes wavering.
那我们的心思常常在那边
摇摆。Our body's tired.
我们身体疲惫。
We don't feel happy or in a cheerful mood.
我们的心情当时也许不是很愉悦。
So we offer our prayer many times in human weakness.
那很多时候我们就是在这样的软弱当中呈现我们的祷告。
But I have good news.
但我有一个好消息。
Because of the blood of Jesus,
因着耶稣的血
our prayers ascend in power when they reach the throne of God.
我们的祷告就是在这样的一个能力当中这样子直升到神的面前。
It does not matter what you feel like in your five senses while you're praying.
所以不管说你在祷告说你的五官你是如何的感受。
What is described here in verse 10 to 14 is what happens when people pray.
那第十到第十四节这边所讲的就描述当人祷告的时候真正发生什么事。
Our five senses cannot measure this or feel the weight of the power of what's happening in the spirit.
我们的灵界就是我们的五官呢没办法领受在灵界真正所发生的事情。
Again, this is an example of a mighty demonstration of power.
当然这是一个非常强而有力的这样一个展示。
Not every prayer has this measure of power, but every prayer has power.According to the principle of these verses.
当然不是每个祷告都像这样的一个祷告这么强而有力，但是其中我们有能力的原则跟这个是相仿的。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
This mighty angel that terrified these other men.
那就这个强而就是这个大能的天使呢把其他人都吓坏了。
The very presence of God overwhelms Daniel where he has no strength.
那神的同在呢就这样大大的使那个但以理就全身毫无力量。
The first words that the angel says are amazing.
然后天使所讲的第一句话真是叫人惊讶。
Oh, Daniel, God loves you so much.
他说哦，但以理啊，神是那样的爱你。
He sent me directly to you to tell you how much he loves you.
他把我直接送到你的面前就是要告诉你他是何等的爱你。
What a remarkable first sentence.
他所说的第一句话真是让人惊讶。
I mean, we know God loves us because he sent Jesus.
我们知道因为神呢他差遣耶稣所以我们知道他爱我们。
That's far more powerful than sending an angel.
那事实上送耶稣来呢比送天使来是更加有能力的。
Can you imagine if an angel appeared to you and said, God wanted me to tell you especially how much he loves you?
那你能够想象如果神真的差个天使来告诉你说神要我告诉你说他是何等的爱你。
You say, I would love that.
你说哦，我很希望有这样的经历。
But the Holy Spirit says, "I live in you, and I'm telling you, and I have more authority over it than an angel does."
但圣灵会说呢，我其实比那个天使更加有权柄，我就住在你的里面。
You read the Word of God and listen to the Holy Spirit, and you will hear this very message.
你如果去读神的话，然后你聆听圣灵的话，你就会听到一模一样的信息。
But I still would not mind if an angel came and told me this.
但是如果天使来造访，我一点都不介意。
But we do have a more powerful testimony in our spirit called the Holy Spirit.
在我们灵界里面，灵里面却有个更强而有力的见证，就是圣灵。
And we have something more reliable than the voice of an angel. We have the written word of God.
那事实上，我们有个比从天使来的声音更加可靠呢，就是我们有神写下来的话。
Then he went on to say, "I want you to understand the vision I'm going to give you in chapter 11 and chapter 12."
然后天使就继续说，我要你明白，接下来我要告诉你，就是但以理十一、十二章所要给你的意象。
He said, "I'm going to give you a vision in just a moment, and I want you to understand it."
他说，我一会儿就要告诉你一个意象，我要你去。
Now Daniel was praying for understanding of what was in God's heart and what the enemy was doing related to the problem in Jerusalem.
但以理说这在针对就是在那个耶路撒冷发生的问题，他正在寻求神的心意跟仇敌的作为。
But just like in Daniel 9, our last session,
但就像我们上一堂的但以理书第九章说到
，Daniel's praying for a local and an immediate problem, and the angel tells him something far bigger.
就当时但以理只是为一个当时当地一个比较低层次的事情，可是神天使把整件事情都告诉他。
The very same thing happens here.
那这边也同样发生这件事。
Daniel's praying for the believers back in Jerusalem, but he gets a vision of God's purpose for Israel for many, many years.
他当时只是为在就是在耶路撒冷的这些百姓在祷告，可是神却把一切关乎以色列未来很多年的事情一并告诉他。
Verse 12 is so important.
第十二节非常的重要。
This is what I want to strengthen your faith in what happened is said in verse 12.
就要经由这一节我要来就是来坚固你的信心。
The angel says, Daniel, from the very first day, 21 days ago, I heard your prayer.
天使就说呢，就是在你第一天祷告21天之前，我就听到你的祷告。
From the very first day, the Father heard your prayer, and I was commissioned.
就在第一天呢，父神听到了祷告，然后我就被差遣过来。
Why did it take 21 days if God told you to come to, why didn't you come on day one when I wasn't feeling so miserable?
那但也许会问说，你为什么不第一天就来呢？而我现在是感觉很难受。
I mean, when I pray on day one and God the Father says yes and the angel comes, I would rather the angel show up and then I can have dinner that night.
当我祷告的第一天，我希望就神差天使来说，天使就来，以至于我那天晚上就可以吃东西了。
But we'll find out in verse 13, demons were resisting the angel.
但第三节，十三节我们会看到，其实呢，有鬼，有就是有的鬼魔这样抵挡天使。
He said, "How do you feel, Daniel, on the first day?"
所以他就问丹尼说，第一天你什么感受呢
？Well, I didn't feel anything special, but I was feeling a little bit tired after a day of prayer and fasting.
那但以理说，我觉得还好，没有特别感觉，但是一天的进食让我有一点点疲惫。
What did you feel on day 5 and day 10?
天使在问说，那第五天、第十天你什么感觉呢
？Well, I didn't feel anything special. I was actually feeling more tired and more hungry.
那但以理说呢，我还是没有什么特别感觉，我只是觉得更饿，而且更疲惫。
The angel says, "What you don't know is every one of those days I was warring with a demon on my way to come to you."
那天使说你也许不知道这每一天也许你没有特别的感觉但这个每一天我都是在跟这个魔君在这边征战好叫我能够到你这里来。
He said, from the day you set your heart to understand,
他说当你第一天要来寻求明白这事的时候
That was back in verse 3 when Daniel says, I was mourning, I was trying to understand what was happening in Jerusalem.
是讲到就是第三节说他说他心中悲伤然后开始想要寻求这样的一个了解。
I was mourning, why God are you doing more? What is the devil doing? What's the enemy doing?
就那时候他的悲伤会说神你到底在做什么你为什么不多做那仇敌到底在做什么
Did you know from the first day that you set your heart, God hears you?
你知道当你第一天立定心志的时候神就听到你了。
But there is resistance in the spirit realm.
但在灵界当中呢是有抵挡。
Now the authority of Jesus is far greater than any demonic resistance.
当然耶稣他的权柄是胜过所有的灵界这些鬼魔的权势。
But we have to enforce that authority.
但是我们需要这样子然后强力的来执行这样的一个权柄。
And the way that we enforce that authority
那我们怎么样来这样强制执行这权柄呢
is by continuing to declare the name of Jesus to continue in the prayer of faith.
而是持续的在信心当中来祷告，来宣告出耶稣的名字。
When we quit praying, it's like we're giving up and we're giving in to the situation.
表示说呢，如果你一旦停止，就表示你放弃，而且你就让步了。
It doesn't mean that God said no to the prayer, and it doesn't mean that the demons have more authority over than your prayer does.
并不是说呢，好像神没有听你的祷告，或者仇敌比你的祷告更加有力量。
The challenge for Daniel, he was not supposed to give up.
那事实上呢，对但以理的挑战就是说他不应该放弃。
The demon didn't have more authority than his prayer, but there's real processes happening in the angelic realm.
仇敌呢，并没有比他的祷告更有力量，但是在整个灵界、天使界当中有一个过程。
Real demons fight real angels.
就是真正的鬼魔呢，会跟真正的天使在征战。
And then mightier angels come to help the other angels.
然后有个更强大的一个天使来帮助这个天使。
And then mightier demons get involved, and the war escalates.
然后一个更有能力的鬼魔就来帮助，所以整个征战就更提升了。
And when you're praying in the will of God, it all comes down to that you keep praying and your words keep going forth to the Father.
所以当你来为呢，就按着神的旨意来祷告，最重要就是说你至终你要按着神的旨意不断。从你口中发出祷告。
You're not earning anything by praying long.
就是你祷告很长的并没有为你换取什么。
But you're enforcing the authority that Jesus has given you in his name.
但是你却呢就是不断执行出神就耶稣把他名字所给你的背后的权
势。You're exerting that authority. You're refusing to be denied.
所以你拒绝的好像被否定而且你不断执行出耶稣的权柄。
You may pray for weeks and months and years sometimes for a breakthrough for a city or a nation.
也许呢你为了一个国家或者一个城市的一个突破你必须祷告几个
And every one of the prayers are being heard.
但是每个人的祷告都有被聆听。
Every prayer that's in the will of God is being heard even though the timing of the release is delayed.
凡是按照神的旨意祷告呢就一定会聆听只是有时候呢那个时间可能会有点延缓。
In verse 13,
第十三节
Daniel, the mighty angel says, let me explain more of the details of what I mean.
那但有能力的这个天使就跟他说让我跟你更多的细述真正发生什么事。
Of why it took me 21 days to appear to you.
就是为什么要花我21天才能向你显现。
He said, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for the 21 days.
他说那个波斯国的魔君就拦阻我有21天之久。
Now, this is not the human prince, this is the demonic prince.
这边讲的不是好像说我们一般自然界的王子而是说在灵界里面的魔君。
The kingdom of Persia has, like every nation, has demonic powers as well as human powers.
是就像就是波斯国就像任何国家一样它有个人的一个力量跟一个背后鬼魔的一个能力。
This is not unique to Persia. Every city and nation in the earth has this kind of dynamic.
所以就不是光只有波斯比较特别是任何城市跟国家都有类似这样的一个关系。
Now we know that ancient Persia is modern day Iran.
你说今天这个波斯过去的波斯就是今天的伊朗
Did you know that the demonic powers over Iran are still coming against Israel?
你知道今天在那个伊朗背后的那样子一个魔军同样还是在抵挡以色列
The same battle that Daniel was engaged in fasting and prayer
就是但以理经由这个禁食祷告所加入的这样一个征战
The same sort of conflict is going on in the spirit between Iran and Israel.
今天这在伊朗跟以色列当中所发生的这样的一个征战跟当时但以理的是一样的
and the reason Daniel 10 in the Bible
所以为什么但以理十章会 记载在圣经里
is so that it gives us understanding of the effectiveness of our prayer and how important our prayer is
就会让我们知道我们祷告何等有功效而且是那么的重要
I think Daniel was totally surprised by what the angel told him
我想但以理对于天使跟他所说的话他非常的惊讶
He said I didn't feel anything
他说我什么感觉都没有。
Are you telling me that you were in this big wrestling conflict in the spirit?
天使你在告诉我说你在灵界在这个很大的这样的一个好像一个摔角当中吗
Me and the group of men in the prayer room for 21 days, we were just getting tired and weary. That's all we felt.
我跟我这群同伴21天以来我们感受的就只是很疲惫而已。
I think he was shocked to find out how powerful his prayers were.
我想但以理非常的惊讶于他的祷告竟然这么有功效。
Maybe he wasn't shocked. Maybe he had so much understanding, that's why he refused to quit.
那或者但以理呢他真的对这方面很有了解所以他也并不吃惊所以他也持续的没有放弃。
Well, the mighty angel goes on and describes more.
然后天使呢就继续的往下讲。
He said, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me.
那有一个呢就是天使长的叫做米迦勒来帮助我
Now this is a reference to Michael the Archangel
这边讲的就是天使长米迦勒
He's a chief prince in the realm of the spirit
在那个灵界里面他是主要的一个大军
That's what an archangel means
所以天使长的意思就是这个意思
That the archangel are in a chief or in a leading position of authority over other angels
就天使长呢他是在其他的天使之上他有权柄他站在一个领导的位置
So the demonic principality withstanding the mighty angel was more powerful than the mighty angel
就是抵挡那个刚才那个有能力的那个天使的那个魔君呢比那个天使更有力量
Now this was no low ranking angel
那这个天使本身其实不是一个低阶的天使
His very appearance in the room caused the other men to run in terror That's a powerful angel
因为这个天使他只是显现在这个房间里面就让其他人都逃跑表示他是很有能力的
The demonic principality over Persia was actually stronger and could withstand this angel from breaking through
但是在波斯的那个君王呢这个魔君呢比他更有力量所以他可以拦阻他
Daniel kept praying
所以呢但以理就继续祷
告 Daniel kept praying
继续祷告
The father was listening
然后他们其他人就这样聆听
Michael was right there ready to go
然后那时候呢那个米迦勒旁边就已经预备好了
The father tell Michael to come quickly
然后呢，父神就叫米迦勒快快下来。
Michael, get ready. I'm about to send you on a mission.
他说，米迦勒，你要预备好，我要差你去一个使命。
Daniel keeps praying, I'm going to send you to help.
那如果但以理继续祷告的话，我就差你去帮助。
If Daniel stops, we're going to draw back on this plan.
那但以理如果停下来，那我们的计划就暂停。
Daniel kept praying.
但以理就继续
祷告。Daniel kept praying.
继续祷告。
Then there was a moment.
然后有这么一个时间。
When the father said, Michael, go, go and help right now.
那天父就说，米迦勒，走，现在就开始。
So Michael comes on the scene. He's mightier than the principality of Persia.
然后米迦勒就开始来到那个地方，那他比魔君更有能力。
And this angel goes, yes, here's Michael, this is awesome.
那天使就说，太好了，米迦勒来了。
I don't think he said that.
我不觉得天使真的这样讲。
But that's what I would have said if I was that angel, maybe.
但我想，如果我是那天使，我应该会这样说。
Maybe not.
也许也不会。
But Michael came to help that mighty angel.
那米迦勒就来帮助那个有能力的天使。
And the angel went on to explain to Daniel.
然后这个天使就继续向但以理解释。
For up until the time that Michael came,
他说直到米迦勒来之前
I was left all alone in this fierce struggle with the demonic principality of Persia.
在这个很激烈的这个征战当中呢，我是唯一一个留在那边跟这个魔军争斗的。
That doesn't mean the mighty angel didn't have lower ranking angels with him.
这并不意味说这个有能力的天使他没有其他更低阶的天使跟他在一起。
He was saying I was left alone. I didn't have another high ranking angel like Michael to help me.
他意思就是说我没有个比我更高阶的天使来帮助我。
Verse 14.
好，第十四节说。
He says I've come to give you understanding.
他说我来了要使你能够明白
Not of what's happening in Jerusalem in 536 BC at that hour
并不是说要让你明白在这个西元前536年的时候耶路撒冷发生什么事
I'm going to give you the big picture
我要给你一个更大的一个全貌
Not only will Israel have struggles like they have right now in 536 BC
那以色列不光是会有他目前所经历的这样的一个困难
The struggles are going to get far greater because it's not going to be just the neighboring foreigners there the Antichrist is going to be raised up
而他们以色列所要面对的困难会更加的大因为不光是他附近的邻居而是他要面对的是敌基督
Chapter 11 the Antichrist is very powerful
那在第十一章就描述说敌基督是何等的有能力。
But chapter 12, victory is certain.
但是到第十二章就讲说得胜是必然的。
And as surely as there is great resistance in chapter 11 and great victory in chapter 12,
就像是在十一节我们看到就十一章会有那么强而有力的抵挡十二章的胜利也一定会发生。
As surely as that will happen in the big picture of Israel's plan in God,
就是呢，就好像说神对以色列的那个整个计划是这样确定的会执行出来。
So the same principle will take place in Jerusalem.
那同样的，在那个耶路撒冷的这样计划也一样会实
现。Even in that day.
就是到那天也是如此。
And the angel was in essence saying they're going to break through.
那呢，所以天使基本上他就说了，他们一定
会有突破。There is going to be a breakthrough. Don't worry, it's coming.
他就跟他说：“你不要担心，一定会有一个突破。”
As sure as there's a breakthrough at the end of the age, there will be a breakthrough even now related to your prayer.
在末世的时候呢，他们会得到突破，所以现在经由这样祷告，他们也一样就
会经历突破。And there was a breakthrough.
而且就真的有突破。
And the biggest breakthrough came in 520 BC.
那就比较大的就是呢，就是西元前520年，他们真的有个突破。
It was about 15 years later when it was manifest in a glorious way.
那事实上就在15年之后呢，就有个很荣耀的彰显。
And it's, you said, you mean it's always a 15-year delay?
那你说总是15年的这样一个延迟吗
No, sometimes there's immediate breakthrough.
那有时候是一个马上一个突破。
And sometimes if it's a great purpose, a big purpose in God, the delay may be longer than 15 years.
那有时候如果神的心意目的是更大的话那那个延迟可能就比较久。
There have been faithful believers praying in this area for decades.
那事实上呢，有许多呢忠心的代祷者为这个区域呢已经
Even generations, even 100 years ago, believers were praying in this area for a breakthrough.
事实上，几个世代或者一百多年前，就有人为这个地方的突破在祷告。
And there have been various breakthroughs over the years.
那事实上，这么多年来有不同的这样的一个突破也发
生。But their prayers are being kept in a bowl in heaven because there's a mighty breakthrough coming.To this geographic area.
那但是他们一切的祷告都被神这样的保守在天上。那有一天呢，这边会有个强而有力的突破会发生。
Top of page 98.
第九十八页的上方。
Paragraph F.
我们看 F 这一段。
Then again in verse 19.
然后第十九节这边说。
You can read it just in your Bibles.
你可以自己去读你的圣经。
The mighty angel says, Daniel, you're greatly beloved.
他在这边重复地在说他是你是大蒙眷爱的人。
Paragraph F here.
我们看 F 这一段。
In verse 11, the angel said, you're greatly beloved. And again in verse 19, he said, you're greatly beloved.
所以第十一节跟第十九节天使都跟但以理说你是大蒙眷爱的。
Now this is a different statement than the glorious but general truth that God loves you.
这个呢他讲到大蒙眷爱是比是跟神一般来讲说你是神神爱你的人是不一样的。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子给了世人。
God loves all the unbelievers.
神爱所有的信徒。
God does not enjoy relationship with them because he doesn't have one with them, but he does love them.
神呢如果对于那个对他没有让产生关系的人他也许没有办法跟他们有什么关系 但他爱他们。
When we become born again believers,
当我们重生的时候
then God not only loves us, but he actually, has a relationship with us.
神不仅爱我们而且他跟我们有这样的一个关系。
And he begins to communicate his love in a greater way.
然后他就可以更大量的把他的爱向我们沟通。
And we are dear to him.
然后我们对他来讲我们非常的亲爱。
But there's more besides that.
但是比这个更多的是。
Jesus talked about this in John 14 verse 21.
他就说耶稣就在约翰福音第十四章第四十一节有这样说。
Like Daniel, Jesus said, if you will keep my commandments.
他这边就说呢如果呢你遵守我的命令。
Like Daniel did.
就像但以理一样。
That's the person who loves me.
那这个人呢就是爱我的人。
Then Jesus says, a thing that is hard for many people to understand.
那讲一句让很多人都不太能够明白的话。
He says, the person that obeys me loves me.
他那个遵守我命令的人就是爱我的。
Now notice the next phrase.
你知道他下面一句话说什么。
That person will be loved by my Father and I will love them.
就是那个人呢我的父会爱他然后我也爱他。
And I will manifest my presence to them at a greater level.
而且我会更大量的向他彰显我自己。
Now when people read this verse, they think, wait a second.
当人读这段话的时候他们说诶等一下。
This looks like God only loves people in response to the people loving God first.
那所以你看起来好像是说神会爱那些人呢是因为那些人先爱神。
That doesn't sound biblical, but we know it has to be biblical. This is Jesus talking.
因为这边既然是耶稣讲的，好像应该是合乎圣经，但跟圣经其他的真理是不符合的。
The Bible clearly says that we love God because He first loved us before we loved Him.
那圣经上很清楚说，我们爱神是因为神先爱我们。
1 John 4:19.
就是约翰一书四章十九节。
When you and I did not love God, He loved us, and that's what awakens our love back to Him.
当我们还不爱他的时候，神先爱我们，是以至于我们对他的爱就被唤醒。
That is not what Jesus is referring to, His love of every believer.
但这个地方呢，耶稣的意思并不是说他这个原
因。He's saying something different here.
这边就约翰福音十四二十一，他讲不一样的
事。This is one of the most glorious statements, in the mouth of Jesus about our relationship with Him.
就关乎于我们跟他的关系当中从耶稣口中所说的这句话呢是最荣耀的一句话。
He says, if you will obey me,
他说如果你来这样子
遵守我 because you love me,
因为你爱我
my father and I will love you.
我父跟我会爱你。
Well, you already love us, so what do you mean, Jesus?
那你会说耶稣啊你们已经爱我那你的意思是什么
And what he's saying is, the father will greatly love the relationship, he will greatly love the life choices that you're making because you love
那耶稣说呢因为你所做的选择跟你的生活那父神会更加的来爱你。
God loves every single believer.
那神呢爱每一位这样的信徒。
But he does not love everything that happens in the relationship of every believer to him.
但是呢他却不是来爱每一件我们跟他有关系的信徒当中我们的选择。
He has the relationship.
他跟我们的确有一个关系。
And it's very valuable.
他也非常的珍惜。
But everything that happens in the relationship is not pleasing to him.
但是不是每一件在这个关系当中做的事情对他来讲都是可以取悦他的。
Everything that happens in the lifestyle choices is not pleasing to him.
也不是我们生活当中我们的选择对他来讲是可喜悦的。
Jesus said, if you obey me,
但耶稣说如果你遵守我
my father will love the choices that you make.
那我父神呢就会非常喜悦你所做的选择。
That's a practical application to what's being said here.
所以这边主要的你可以这样子运用在这个地方。
When the angel said to Daniel, you're greatly beloved,
所以当天使跟但以理说你是大蒙眷爱的人
he's saying more than the general truth that God loves his people.
他讲的就是胜过于一般说神他爱世人。
He's saying, Daniel, God loves your lifestyle for the last 70 years.
那他就基本上是跟他说神非常喜悦你过去70年你的生活。
He loves the choices you made in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s.
他非常喜悦你20岁30岁40岁你所做的选择
because in a minute we're going to just look at one or two verses related to this
之后呢我们很快待会看到一两处的经文讲到这个
that Daniel sought the Lord from his youth
就是呢就是但以理在他年幼的时候他就开始寻求神
Daniel had a prayer life from when he was a teenager
他从青少年的时候他就开始有个祷告的生活
Daniel sought to obey God with all of his heart from his teenage years
就他在青年的年轻的时候他就已经要全心追求神
It's not only that God loved him but God loved his lifestyle and God loved the choices he made for many years
就不光是神爱他神爱他的生命的他整个生活的选择跟他所做的他的整个生活形态
Let's go to all the way to page 100
我们看到第100页
We're going to go right to that point.
我们直接来讲到这一这一
And I'm going to just allow you to read the other notes for about Daniel 10.
那至于其他的那些讲义呢就请你自己回去看。
Paragraph, Roman numeral 7.
我们看第七大点。
There is no study on the book of Daniel would be complete without talking about Daniel's dedication.
你如果没有讲到但以理怎么样的尾声的话你就不是完全的来读到但以理书
And when we talk about the effectiveness of Daniel's prayer life we have to connect it to the quality of his lifestyle
那我们来讲到说但以理祷告是何等有功效的时候你必须听到他整个的生活的品质是什么
Our lifestyle dynamically affects our lifestyle is dynamically connected to our effectiveness in prayer
那事实上我们整个的生活的品质我们的生活形态很大量的决定到我们祷告的功效
We don't earn anything by being godly
我们讲好就是过个敬虔的生活并没有为我们赚取什么
So I'm not saying that it affects our prayer life because we earn something and God owes us so he finally answers us
所以我不是说呢好像说你祷告会更有功效是因为你好像就是过个敬虔的生活神就欠我们什么
But when our lifestyle is wholly committed to the Lord
但是当我们的整个生活形态是这样完全的尾声
Our heart is far more sensitive to the Spirit
那我们的心呢在灵界里面就更加的敏锐
Our faith is stronger
我们的信心更加的强
Our agreement in our heart with God's heart is higher
那我们心里面跟神的认同度就大大提升
And all of that affects the quality of our relationship with the Lord
而这几点呢都大大的影响到我们跟神当中的关系
He doesn't love us more but he loves our life choices more
他不是更加的爱我们而是他更加爱我们生活当中的选择
We don't earn the answer to our prayers the gift of righteousness by Jesus gives us our prayers
就是因为耶稣基督所给我们的公义才让我们祷告有功效并不是我们赚得了我们的祷告
But our faith is stronger our heart is more sensitive we're more connected to the will of God in our hearts
但是我们的心呢就是更加神靠近我们的信心也增加更加的敏锐以至于我们可以更知道神的旨意
Daniel's prayer life is so amazing to me
就是呢但以理他自己的整个祷告生活对我来讲是非常
的惊讶 I have earlier in the notes that we did not highlight
就是在我的讲义前篇呢我们前半段有提到这些
there's only five mention of the names of angels in the Old Testament
在旧约里面呢一共就是天使呢一共就提到这个名字有五次
Angels are mentioned many times.
天使有被这样子，就是被这样提到好多次。
But the names of angels is only mentioned five times.
但是呢，天使的名字被提出来是一共只有五次。
Two times Gabriel's name is mentioned.
那其中两次呢，就是那个就加百列的名字被提出来。
And three times Michael's name is mentioned.
然后三次呢，就是弥迦勒的名字被提出来。
That's a total of five.
那一共就是五个。
Two times Gabriel.
两次是加百列。
Three times Michael.
两次是弥迦，
That's the only time that angels are mentioned in the Old Testament.
就这五次呢，天使的名字被提在旧约里。
Here's what's remarkable.
那这边很令人了不得的是。
All five mention or appearances of angels was to Daniel in response to his prayer life.
然后呢，但这五次呢，都是当但以理他在祷告的时候呢，就这样被回应了。
What kind of quality of prayer did this man have where the angels, Gabriel and Michael, appear connected to his prayer life?
所以到底这个人他的祷告的品质是到什么样的地步，以至于天使长就是米迦勒跟这个加百列会向他显现。
This provokes me.
这个就让我大大的激动了我。
Notice in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
你看的就第六章第十节。
Daniel's prayed three times a day.
他说他一天三日祷告。
As was his custom since his youth.
就是就如同他在年轻时候是一样叫的素常一样。
Daniel came to Babylon in his late teens is what most people estimate.
所以呢大部分人是这样估计，就但以理到巴比伦的时候差不多快到二十岁的时候。
So he was maybe 15, now he's 85 years old.
所以当时他可能约莫十五岁，他现在已经八十五岁了。
Those are approximate ages.
那大概是他们大约的年龄。
Because it doesn't tell us exactly, but it gives us the general idea by the dating of the books.
他没有告诉我们详细的数字。
And the visions, I mean, the dating of the visions.
就是没告诉我们详细的年龄，但是你看他这个意象的日期，你大概算得出来。
So from approximately age 15 to approximately age 85.
所以大概从十五岁到八十五岁。
Three times a day, Daniel was devoted to prayer.
一天三日，他这样子委身于祷告。
Now we look at this and say, that's so overwhelming, I don't even have a chance for something like this.
你会觉得哇，这太令人惊讶，我根本就没办法跟这个比。
The message isn't that our prayer lives have no effectiveness unless we're like Daniel. That's not what I'm saying.
这边呢，这边我们的信息不是说我们的祷告是不是像但以理这么有功效。
If we start a prayer life today because of Jesus and His blood, our prayer life is effective.
就算是我们今天才开始祷告，因着耶稣的宝血，我们的祷告同样有功效。
But Daniel is set as a model of the highest potential of where prayer could go in a person's life.
但是但以理呢，这边就设立这样一个典范，让我们知道一个人的祷告可以到达一个怎么样的一个高度。
Does it take 70 years to get to the measure of maturity of Daniel?
那需不需要花70年你才能够达到但以理这样的成熟度呢？
I don't know, probably not.
也许我也不知道。
The Bible doesn't clarify things like that.
那圣经并没有把这样的事情把它标示出来。
But here's what's interesting is that Gabriel appeared to Daniel in his 70s and his 80s, not in his 30s and his 40s.
但很有趣的就是加百列向但以理显现的时候是他70、80岁而不是30跟40岁。
Not because Daniel earned the appearance of Gabriel or the involvement of Michael. That's not what I'm saying.
我这边讲的不是说他但以理好像赚取了就是赚得到好像加百列或者是米迦勒的显现。
But as he became more mature in his understanding and more mature in his spiritual life,
而是说他在属灵的生活上跟他的明白上他更加的成熟。
God entrusted him with bigger assignments in his prayer life.
所以神在他的祷告的生活上呢神就把更大的事情交付给他。
And the bigger assignments in his 70s and 80s involved Michael and Gabriel, involved those two.
而这样更大的一个使命的那时候呢就需要加百列或者是弥迦勒的参与。
I want bigger assignments in my prayer life.
我也希望在我的祷告生活当中能够得到更大的使命。
Yes, I want to pray for my life and my family and my city.
的确，我要为我的生命、我的家庭跟我的城市祷告。
But I want assignments in prayer with impact and effectiveness that will affect nations like Daniel did.
但我希望我能够像但以理一样的，我的祷告呢能够影响到一个就是列国。
And every believer's prayer is effective because of the blood of Jesus.
那每一个信徒因着耶稣的宝血，我们的祷告都有功
效。Every believer can pray for all the nations and the cities of the earth.
那所有的信徒都可以为世界任何个国家的城市来祷告。
But there is a dimension where God entrusts greater assignments in prayer and greater spheres of authority.To believers that have been faithful for years.
那的确呢，对于那些很多年的这样的一个忠心的信徒来讲呢，对神会信靠他们有不同的这样的一个托付跟他们的权柄。
And this is what's going on in Daniel's life.
所以但以理那个时候生命当中就发生这样的事。
So I'm not saying you have to be faithful 70 years before your prayers are effective. That's not what I'm saying.
我这边意思不是说你必须先祷告个70年，你的祷告才有功效。
But I look at this and I say, Lord.Where is it possible to go in the spirit in terms of assignments of prayer?
就说神啊，到底是有哪样的机会，我可以在我的祷告生活当中，可以得到更大的这样的一个尾声。
Where they will involve even the nations of the earth and Israel in the end time plan of God.
那有没有可能就是某一个国家或者以色列在末世时候，神你对他的心意呢
？Where Michael and Gabriel are intimately and personally involved in the answer of the prayer.
那时候弥迦勒呢，或者说就是加百列，那时候他自己个人，他们就会出现在这样的一个任务当中。
Lord, I want to go to the highest place that I can go in the realm of the assignment of intercession.
所以神，我要在代祷的这样一个委任上呢，神，我要想到进到一个最高的一个层次。
Well, we find in chapter 6 verse 10, he had a prayer life for 70 years.
所以第六章第十节说，他有差不多70年的祷告生活。
We find in chapter 1 verse 8.
但但以理书一章八节。
That he purposed to live without defilement in his life, even from his teenage years.
所以他在他年轻的时候呢，就青少年，他已经定义呢，他就不玷污自己的生命。
Someone says, "Well, I'm in my 20s, I'm in my 30s, I'll have a little bit of defilement."
那你说我现在已经二十多岁了，三十多岁，我可能已经有一点点玷污了。
I'll have a little bit of sexual sin, maybe a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
也许我心上犯了一些罪，然后有这个问题，有那个问题。
I mean, after all, the blood of Jesus will cover my sin and forgive me if I repent.
但是如果我悔改的话呢，耶稣基督的宝血会遮盖这一切。
But Daniel is a teenager.
但但以理那时候是个青少年。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
第一章第八节。
He purposed in his heart.
他心中的这样定义。
He said, "I'm not going to defile myself with anything related to the culture of Babylon. Nothing."
他说呢，我不要让任何有关巴比伦的这些他各样的文化来玷污我。
And in his 20s, in his 30s, in his 40s, he continued to resist the defilement of the culture of Babylon.
然后他二十、三十、四十岁，他持续的抵挡巴比伦文化里面的玷污。
Beloved, we live in the cities of the earth that have very perverse cultures, many of them.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在这个城市里面住在这边，我们就从世界各地来了各样这样的一个扭曲。
There's a spirit of perversion that is manifest in part of the cultures of cities like this in the cities of the earth.
就在不管是这个城市还是其他城市，都有各样这样扭曲的现象不断的显明出来。
The Holy Spirit saying, "Purpose in your heart." You won't be defiled by anything in the culture.
那圣灵这边跟你说呢，你心中要立定志向，说不管任何一个文化，你都不要让它来玷污你。
And when we stumble,
啊，当我们好像绊倒的
时候，we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus.
那我们因着耶稣的宝血，我们可以被饶恕。
But the goal of our life isn't to live constantly being forgiven for stumbling.
但是我们的生命的目标不是好像。不断的好像就这样的绊倒然后又被饶恕。
The goal is to go deep and to get near in communion with the heart of God.
但是我们的心呢是能够更深的更靠近跟神这样的一个合一。
I mean, Babylon was a very perverse culture for a young man to be living in.
对一个年轻人来讲他活在一个巴比伦的地方是一个非常具有挑战性的。
Daniel said, "No, I'm not going there. I'm throwing myself fully into my relationship with God."
但但以理说我不要往那个方向去我把我自己完全投身在跟神的关系里面。
Notice the third thing.
第三件事情。
Daniel set his heart to understand the heart of God and the word of God.
然后呢但以理立定心志要明白神的心跟神的旨意。
All through the four visions of Daniel, there's repeated references he sought to be a man of understanding.
就是在这个四个意象当中你会不断地看到但以理他是一个不断寻求要明白神旨意的。
I want to be a man that understands the word of God, the heart of God, the end time purpose of God.
我的渴望成为这样一个人我能明白神的心神的话还有神对末世的心意。
Not just the end time purpose of God, but I do want to understand it.
当然不光是就是末世时候神的计划但是我的确想要明白那部分。
Why do I want to understand the end time purpose of God?
我为什么不想要知道神在末世时候的心意呢
Because it's God's plan, and I love God's heart, that's why I want to be involved in it.
因为呢我既然爱神的心那是神的计划我当然想要在其中有份。
I want to understand His word even beyond the end time understanding.
我事实上想要明白他的话胜过于这个 光跟那个末世有关系的事。
I want to set my heart to understand his heart.
我的心要定义说要明白神的心。
We'll end in paragraph B.
我们看我们会结束在 B 这一段。
This is a most remarkable passage.
这是一个最了不得的一个经文。
That Ezekiel, in chapter 14, the Lord tells Ezekiel this statement in chapter 14.
在以西结书第14章的时候神这样说。
The Lord says to Ezekiel,
他跟以西结这样说,
When a land sins against me by persistent unfaithfulness,
就是当一个国呢，这个一块地呢，持续不断的这样的抵挡我、得罪我。
And they refuse to repent.
而且他们拒绝这样的悔改。
And I stretch out my hand to discipline that land or that city.
我就伸出我的手呢，要来就是管教这地或城市。
Even I might send famine on that city to wake them up so they will repent and renounce their sin.
我甚至会差遣这样的饥荒呢，使他们悔改，从他们的罪恶当中转回。
Verse 14.
第14节,
he tells the prophet Ezekiel,
他告诉就是先知以西结说,
even if these three men prayed and interceded before me,
他说即便呢有这三个人在我面前为这样的事情来代祷,
if Noah stood up and prayed,
他说如果挪亚站起来这样祷告,
or Daniel,
或者是但以理,
or Job,
或者是约伯,
I would not deliver the city. I would deliver the man, but not the city until the city repents.
那我会拯救这些人，但是却不会拯救这个城市，直到这个城市悔改。
In verse 19,
第19节,
he says it again.
他又再说一次。
Verse 20,
第20节,
he said, even if Daniel interceded for the city that refuses to repent, I would not deliver that city.
他说即便但以理为这个不愿意悔改的城市来代祷，我也不会就是就解救这个城
市。Now if the city repents, that's a very different story.
那当然如果这个城市悔改，那故事就完全不同。
Or even if a small number repent, that will impact God.
那即便是有少数人悔改呢，对神也有影响力。
Because God told Abraham that I'll save Sodom if only 10 people repent. I'll listen to that.
那神就告诉亚伯拉罕说，如果当中有十个人是义人的话，我也会就是赦免这个索多玛。
But here's my point in quoting this passage.
那我这样解就是引用这个经文，我的意思是
，Ezekiel was a prophet living the same time Daniel was living.
就是以西结呢，他跟就是但以理是同一个时代的人。
Daniel was a Jewish prophet in the king's court.
那那时候但以理呢，他是个犹太的先知，是在王宫里面。
Ezekiel was a Jewish prophet living in the work camp or the slave camp.
但是以西结呢，他那时候他也是个先知，他是在一个劳工营里面。
They did not have much communication. They were in very different spheres of the society of Babylon.
他们在巴比伦的这样的一个社会的架构当中，他们在完全不同的领域里。
I mean, I'm only assuming they're not communicating very often.
我是这样假设说，他们两者当中的沟通不是非常的频繁。
Because Ezekiel was one of the poor slaves in the work camp.
所以以西结那时候是一个非常穷苦的一个，就是一个奴隶。
Daniel was a few years, maybe 10 years older than Ezekiel, maybe a little bit older.
那但以理可能是差不多十岁，或者是就多比，就是比以西结再长几岁。
But here's the remarkable part.
那这边有个令人惊讶的事情。
Always in the Bible, when God uses a man as an example of righteousness or effectiveness in prayer,
就是在圣经里面，神如果使用一个人来解释说他的义，或者说他的一个祷告的功效。
God always uses a man that has already finished his life and he's in the presence of God. He's already died.
那神通常会使用人，就是这个人他已经到神的面前，完成他的工作。
But he uses Daniel as an example and.Daniel's still alive on the other side of town.
所以当神的时候，就是对以西结讲到但以理为一个例子，而这时候但以理仍然是活在当时的。
Could you imagine if a mighty angel appeared?
你可以想象一个大有能力的天使显现。
And said that I would not save the city if Noah prayed or Daniel prayed or even if Pastor Grace prayed, I wouldn't save the city.
那天使如果说呢，即便我不会拯救这个城市，即便挪亚或但以理或者姜牧师为这个城市祷告。
And the reason I say her name,
那我为什么提到姜牧师的名字？
Because she's alive, and we would think, wait, that person's alive. I mean, God doesn't use people who are alive as an example, does he?
那你就说，等一下，这个人还活着，那神通常不会用活人成为他的一个例子。
That would be startling.
这对来讲是令人诧异的事。
If an angel appeared to me and named one of you guys as the mighty example of intercession, I would go, wow, that's so unusual.
那如果天使向我显现，使用你们其中一个人作为一个例证，说你是祷告这个功效。
If he named anybody that was still living on the earth, what an effective prayer life.
所以他如果使用个当今还活着人来做例子，表示他的祷告是何等有功效。
I want to live like Daniel lived.
我渴望能够像但以理这样活。
I want to pray like Daniel prayed.
我像他这样子祷告。
I want to throw myself 100% into my relationship with God.
我要这样就100%投入在我跟神的关系里面。
I want to shift things in the spirit realm by my prayers.
我要借用我的祷告来在灵界当中产生一个转化。
And the Lord says, I gave you the example of Daniel because I'm beckoning my people to follow his example.
那神说，我把但以理给你做一个例子，就因为我在呼召你来跟随他的脚踪。
Amen. I'm going to end with that.
那我要结束在这里。
I'm going to have Misty go ahead and come on up.
我们请 Miss 姐到这边来带领我们。
I want to invite people to respond to this message.
我要邀请你们来对这个信息有所回应。
And to come forward in just a moment.
啊，一会儿呢，之后呢，请你到前面来。
I want myself and others to pray for people that want prayer tonight.
那呢，我请我还就是我们当中一些领袖来为我们前面的人祷告。
But let me give a few sentences of instruction before you come forward.
但我先给你们一些指示。
I want to pray for people that are saying I want to throw myself 100% into faithfulness to the Lord.
我呢，就是我要对那些说你愿意说我百分之百投身在我对神的忠心之上。
I want to be a woman of prayer. I want to be a man of prayer.
我要成为一个祷告的男人，祷告的女人。
I'm weak, but I want to do this if God will help me.
就是如果神愿意帮助我，即便我很软弱，我还是要这样做。
Beloved, Daniel was a weak man in the flesh. I promise you.
我真的向你保证，但以理其实在肉身上，他也是个软弱的人。
But in his weakness, he kept recommitting. He wanted to go deeper all the time.
但即便在他软弱当中，他持续的、不断的、再一次又再一次的委身。
And if you're saying I'm at a season of my life, I want to make a radical new change to go forward.
如果说你说我现在人生一个阶段当中，我要做个非常激烈的一个转换往前去。
I don't mean just throw in a little bit of Bible reading a couple times a week. I want to really give myself in a new way.
我讲的不说你一个礼拜读圣经几次，而是说你还是崭新的方法把自己完全的
投身。I want to renounce all the defilement, even the little compromises.
所以呢，我要丢弃我所有的这个玷污，即便是很小的一个
让步。I want to be a woman of understanding of the word in a new way.
我要成为一个姐妹，是对神的话有崭新的认识。
I want to make a stand before the Lord tonight.
我今天在神面前，我要这样站立。
Not just a little rededication. I want to make some big steps forward.
不是一个小小的一个重
新的委身。
而是说一个极大的一个往前进。
Then I want to invite you to come forward.
如果是这样子呢，我邀请你们到前面。
But I'm going to ask you just to make a straight line across.
但我邀请你们就是这样维持一条线。
And then the people behind be at least arm's length distance behind the people standing in front of you.
然后第二排呢，要站在第一排，至少有一臂之隔。
So the first group make a straight line, and the people behind them at least arm distance.
所以第一排呢，请就是第一。第一排人站成一排，第二排要
有一臂之远。So that we can move around and pray for people.
那以至于我们的领袖们可以在你当中来为你们祷告。
Again, don't stand immediately behind somebody at least this far away, so we can move around.
所以你不要紧挨在前面那个人之前，
你要至少差一个背的距离。I'm going to ask the people on the front row to take two steps back because it's hard to walk there. Yeah.
所以请站在第一排的往后头退一点，后面
的人往后头退。So we can have people walk in front of you. Yes. Good. There you go.You're very smart.
你们非常的聪明。
That was good.
很好。
I'm going to ask others to come and pray with them as well.
那我会邀请一些人来到前面，也帮我来为你们祷告。
I would like everybody to be prayed for by three or four different people.
我希望每个人都能够被三四个人祷告。
But our prayer won't matter unless we're praying in agreement with your dedication.
但是我们的祷告呢不会有任何的效果，除非呢跟你的委身是相符合的。
I've had people say, pray that I will be I will pray and impart your dedication to me.
有些人说你为我祷告，叫你的委身能够这样子分赐给我。
I go, doesn't work that way.
我说不是这样做的。
I can pray and ask God to strengthen your dedication, but you can't impart passion and dedication.
就是你的热情跟委身是没有办法分赐的，而是但是我会为你的更多可以委身来祷告。
But your dedication can grow, your love can grow.
但你的爱跟委身可以持续的增长。
So I want to lead you in prayer for a moment, even before we begin to lay hands on you.
就即便在我们为你按手之前，我会先带领你们祷告。
And again, I want about 15 or 20 of you to come up and pray so that everybody gets prayed for a number of times.
所以我希望我们差不多有15位，我们能不能请大区长、牧区的领袖
，Anybody that's in any kind of leadership, any kind of leadership.
事工领袖、牧区领袖能够出来。
The children or home groups or the youth, anything.
对，或者是啊，对。
So you're committing to the Lord. Lord, I really want to do this.
所以你要向神委身说，神，我真的愿意做。
You're saying your own words just privately to the Lord.
所以你自己用你的话语来这样子跟神来回应。
Lord, I'm a weak man, but I'm recommitting tonight.
神，我真是个软弱人，但是我今天重新委身。
I break my agreement with any immorality, any defilement, any passivity in my spiritual life.
我对我生命当中一切的被动、一切的污秽等等的妥协，我就砍掉
跟他的关系。I'm going to turn off some of the social media, turn off some of the entertainment, spend more time in your word.
我要花更多的时间而关掉一些不管是一些娱乐或一些社交的事情。
I'm not saying that all social media is wrong. That's not my point.
我不说一些社交的网站是错的。
But beloved, we have to turn some things off if we want to have time to go deep in God.
但弟兄姐妹，你如果要跟神有更多的时间，你必须把其他有些地方要变得比较少量。
This next 3 days, we have the Global Bridegroom Fast. What an opportunity to start this new dedication.
接下来的三天呢，我们有这样的全球性的那个新郎进食，这是非常好的机会，你可以重新委身。
Holy Spirit, I ask you to release your power right now.
圣灵，我呼求你现在释放你的能力。
Come and release your power.
来释放你的能力。
Lord, even now, release your presence.
就是现在释放你的同在。
We ask for your fire, your manifest presence.
我们求你现在释放你的火跟你的同在。
Holy Spirit, come in power, rest upon your people.
圣灵，求你降下来在你的百姓上面。
More, Lord.
更多
More, Lord. Release your fire, Lord. Release your presence.
释放你的同在，释放你的火。
Lord, I ask you to tenderize the heart with the love of God even now.
所以你现在用你的爱来软化我们的心。
I want you to love my choices, to love my lifestyle.
神，我要你来喜悦我的选择跟我的生活形态。
Lord, release your glory, release your fire right now.
释放你的火跟你的荣耀。
So I want to invite others to come and join me as we begin to pray for each one of these folks.
我们邀请我们当中牧区的大区长、区长、事工的领袖。
And some of you, after you get prayed for, then join the prayer team and pray for others.
你们有一些人为人家祷告过以后，如果你是牧区的领袖，你可以开始为别人也祷告。